Timely Beaver fans, welcome to another edition of the Timely Beaver, coming to you today again from Beaverton, Oregon, and
also coming from California, we have Dave.
Yes.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's been another crappy weekend, I guess, or the start to many to come here in Oregon. We just hit the rainy season, and everything is turning gray, and the rain is falling.
Well, that's typical of... I remember that one time I came up to visit you in Corvallis, and I think it came in October, and it rained like the last day I was there, but it was so cold. Like, one night we were walking around like looking for something.
Well, that was a cold and night. We were walking around looking for a house party because I was still 20 years old.
Yeah, that's right. And we like I remember that we it was like 30 degrees outside. Actually, I got sick after that.
Oh, did
I got,
you? No, it was worse than that because you were staying in the house I was in, which had no insulation. The house was literally what, like 5 degrees warmer than it was outside. There was no heating in the house. There was a stove, a wood stove, which only heated one room. It was a terrible place. It was a terrible in the winter, but during the summer it was gorgeous and the best place to live.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine. But yeah, when I was there, I think the beer kept us warm. But,
yeah, we had it. For all you listeners out there, all you folks, we had a drink to stay warm. Remember that. That's what your college students will be coming home with now. I had a drink, Mom and Dad. I had a drink to keep warm.
If we didn't drink, we'd die of hypothermia.
Yeah, to starve off hypothermia. That was the reason.
Yep. So that was kind of preventative medicine there.
Yeah, but I do appreciate you coming up to visit me because that was a fun time, even though it was before
I was
of age. And we could really have enjoyed the college atmosphere there. But
That was a fun time.
It was definitely a fun time. And, the fall season is definitely upon us. I'm starting to think of pumpkin patches, corn maze, trick-or-treaters, and as you can hear with the new theme song, Halloween. As we move, march into, as I'm not sure. I would like to know, actually, if other countries have this kind of Day of the Dead celebration. I know Mexico does. They have kind of like their day.
Yeah, it's called, Los Dios de Muerte or something like that. Or El Dio de Muerte. Or no, I forgot what Dio de Muerte or something. And it's a big couple down in Mexico, so...
Oh, sorry, Dave. I'm just going to apologize to all of our listeners. You are kind of breaking up, but we'll continue on. And you can really make out what you're saying, but it's just a little jumbled once in a while, a few short pauses. But, I'd love to hear what other countries and cultures have for this holiday, because for us, it's basically one day where you dress up in costumes. It's been totally commercialized by the candy industry, and you go out from door to door, and you get your trick-or-treats. And I remember growing up, costumes used to be... there was a lot of homemade costumes when I was growing up. And now you see these things that people are buying everywhere, like I don't know, Darth Vader masks or like things that glow in the dark. And it's like there's no real imagination. You just go out, drop down your $40, and walk away with it for use for one day. It's almost as bad as a wedding dress when you actually think about it. You only use your wedding dress once, and you pay like $500 for it. Here you spend $40 year after year for a Halloween costume you're only going to probably use once.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's part of the problem. Is that, like, I mean, it's so much more cost-effective to just, you know, make your own costume or just be, like, real creative, you know?
Yeah. Me and Emily, I'll talk about this a little later. We went to a costume party last night, and I have to say, we were kind of a lack of creativity. We've gone as the same thing for the last 4 years. No, I haven't known Emily that long. We've only been going as the same thing now for 3 Halloweens, so. But anyways, in Oregon, we have a lot of pumpkin patches because we do have the open space and the farmland and some home farmer or community farmers in Oregon actually grow pumpkins, and you can go to the pumpkin patch, you take the little trolley out into the actual field, and they just have these tractors going around that pull people on hail bays, and they drop you off at different sections of the pumpkin patch so you can just sort, and then another one will come by to the designated stopping station, pick you and your pumpkin up, and they'll take it back, and you can go into their barn, pet their livestock, play with their livestock, or go to their organic grocery market where everything there is herb free. And then they have a corn maze. This is what I love, is corn mazes.
Yeah.
So they also grow corn for their crop, one of their crops that they sell there. And this is like year round. You can go to these farms and get food straight from the land, which is really great because you pay less. The farmer earns more money from what he sells, and it's direct to community, so there is no shipping involved. It's as fresh can be, straight off the husk of the tree. So they have these corn fields that they, you know, it's well past corn season, so they go in and they actually till the land and all the corn or sunflower or whatever, you know, plants were there, and they just build a maze through it. And some of these mazes are gigantic. We went through one last year. It took us about 45 minutes to get through the maze in the daylight. And the maze was this beautiful scene of Oregon and the Columbia River and the mountains of Mount St. Helens or Sacagawea. And there's all these farmers kind of do it. They etch gigantic pictures, I guess, line drawing pictures through their crops. So when through aerial photographs, you can actually see what the picture is. And they make them in mazes with bridges where you walk up and you walk over a path underneath you in the corn maze, and you come down somewhere else on the other side. So you have to either go underneath it or you have to find your way around it through the maze if you ever make it. And it's awesome. I mean, corn mazes are cool. And so this year, we want to hit up one of the spooky mazes where they actually have people hiding out in the mazes in costumes to scare you. And they jump out at night. And so we were thinking of trampling through the mud with a couple of fifths or hard alcohol things in our pockets and just like get spooked by people jumping out at us and try to find our way through this maze, which I heard last year some people went through it drunk, and they said it took them about 2 hours to get through.
It's too cold.
Well, it's not bad, actually. We're in the mid-60s right now, so we're doing
well. What about at night, though?
Night, we're down in about the high 40s, low 50s.
So, I guess this scary maze thing would be...
Well, they're...
What, like, I'd be in...
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Right?
Say that again.
The corn maze thing where you do it at night at the with people. Thank you. That's not at night, right?
It is at night. It's in pitch black. So you're trying to walk through a maze of corn in pitch black light. If you're drinking, awesome. That's what I'm all about. Drinking and trying to get through it. And then you're getting spooked by people on the side, jumping out from hidden compartments where the corn's removed so that they can sit in there and lunge out at you or do something to you. They're called haunted mazes. Corn mazes. The haunted corn maze, I guess. I'm having problems. It takes me three times, damn it, to get down to the structure of what I want. So the corn maze, the haunted corn maze, whatever it's called. Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
But there you go.
We know what you're talking about,
so
Ted.
You have to check. You have to come up here at some point and check them out, because I know they don't have them in California. California has more in the Bay Area. You have to probably go a little further south to find them.
Well, they have something down in Gilroy, similar to that. Like, they, you know, it's a haunted corn maze type thing way out in the middle of nowhere, and people just scare the crap out of you. So,
kind
of
reminds me of Niagara Falls with all the haunted houses on the strip in Niagara Falls. That was such a trip, though, too, because it was like, man, who would imagine such a honeymoon destination as Niagara Falls to be like a strip like Vegas with all these haunted houses?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it just really seemed bizarre. I'm not still not quite sure about that. But
that's kind of crazy, Ted.
Yeah. But let's pause here and go into a little music. How about that, Dave?
All right, Ted. So who do we have today?
We have Lorenzo's Music with their song entitled...
That would be Hot Water Avalanche.
All right, and this is coming to you from the PodSafe Music Network. Remember to check them out at music.podsafe.com and check out Lorenzo's Music at lorenzosmusic.com. And here they are with Hot Water Avalanche. I can't remember where I originally heard of them, and I think it was on a podcast back in March or something like that. I heard their stuff, and I was like, man, those guys are awesome. I gotta wait till I have a show someday, and I can play them on that.
You have a show now.
I know, and it's...
What perfect timing.
What perfect timing to be playing them, right? Yeah.
Yep. Yep, so... No, good stuff, yeah. Sam, but... So they are coming to us from where? From Wisconsin, is that correct?
That is correct. They're Wisconsin boys, homeland of Don and Drew. If you don't listen to the Don and Drew show. Oh, speaking of...
I don't know.
Speaking of Don and Drew and other kind of podcasts that are out there, we also... I was telling Dave, I was watching after the last show, I went out and I watched via the internet Steve Jobs' whole presentation of the new iMac and all of its dealy-dobs, the video iPod, and also there was a third thing. I can't remember what, but anyways... So I watched that, and on his computer, in his iTunes, I saw this thing called Tiki Bar TV, and it totally fascinated me, and I was like, Tiki Bar TV? I want to find out what that is. So I did some internet searches, came with no luck, and then I went to the iTunes music store, and bam, it was right there on the front thing, the very first podcast on the video podcast blog. And right there on the homepage for podcasts in the iTunes music store. And I was like, I'll subscribe and, you know, started downloading all the episodes. And man, it cracked me up. These guys, I'm not sure where they're from, but they are very funny. Very funny.
Yeah, they're funny. And they also came up with a drink I've never heard of.
The London Fog Cutter? Or were you talking about the Trap
never
Door?
The Trap Door, I don't recall seeing that one. But the London Fog Cutter, yeah. It's what, two...
I
think 2 ounces of gin and a little bit of lime juice and some champagne. Mix well. I don't know. I mean, champagne and gin just sound like kind of a crazy combination.
All right, Dave. I might be a little blurry here, but I'm actually watching it right now. And I'm trying to... Okay, wait. Here we are, the London Fog Cutter. It's an unusual cocktail. It involves champagne, you are correct. Let me... 2 ounces of London gin, 1 ounce fresh squeezed lime juice, never from a can, you fucking bastards, or seven, and 6 ounces of champagne. And
yep.
There you go, that's a London Fog Cutter.
Yep, and what was the other part of that? Oh, the gin is beef eater.
Yes, I'm a beef eater. How about you?
You like to eat beef?
I like to eat it. I don't know. I'm not going to go any further. I'm not going to go any further with that pun.
We'll leave that alone, Ted.
All right.
Why don't we move on to something better like...
Like what?
Pet peeves. Why don't we just focus on things, please?
All right, well, we've done a lot of pet peeves the last few shows, wouldn't you say, Dave?
I think so, Ted.
So I was making sure to pay special attention to anything that pleases me. And
okay.
Besides the random occasional act of sex and gluttony, a few other things that came into my mind were, well, Tiki Bar TV, that's a thing that pleases. I watched all 8 episodes, and I love it.
The girl's cute, too.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
I concur.
So that was one thing that pleases. Another thing, me and Emily went to a costume party last night.
Oh, what did you dress up as, Ted?
Well, this is the same thing we've gone as for the last 3 years, which I was stating in the first part of this show, Act 1. But me and Emily went as, 1920 gangsters. Emily was a flapper. She had her champagne glass, her bottle of champagne. And she was well liquored. Next up was a feisty Ted in a gray suit and tie, sporting a red French bandana and a red tie. To compliment, he had a fake toy rifle that was a cork gun. So it blows the cork out of the end after you cock it. Cocking and blows the end out. Oh, ha ha ha.
We'll leave that alone.
Yeah. So that was, and there was, everyone there was pirates. There were pirates right and left. I swear, half of the group was pirates.
Really?
We had.
Have you seen?
Go ahead.
You see, what was the most creative outfit you saw last night?
There was a Wonder Woman, Snow White. She had the most elaborate store-bought outfit, and. There was a few witches. There was some people in Hawaiian. We had our Hawaiian Devil Santa.
Explain that one.
He had lays around his neck. He had a Santa hat on, and he had devil a devil's tail. I think he just found it on the street and put it on. I don't know.
Probably.
I have no idea. So that was, for the most part, that was our costume party last night.
That's cool, Ted.
Yeah, except I had to stay sober because I had to drive Emily home. And
so you just had like a beer maybe or two?
Yeah, I think I had two beers in the course of 3 hours.
Yeah, that's
good. And then this morning, I don't know why, but I slept in really late. Oh, and that's when we got back last night. That was it. Got back last night, and I was watching some of these podcasts, and that's when I came across these video podcasts, and that's when I came across this really evil one that almost made me Ralph. It was so terrible, but I'm not even going to mention which one it was, but it freaked the shit out of me, and I've never had this emotion in any, like, video I've ever seen, whether it be doctor, surgical, or anything. It just kind of was like, oh my god.
It is creepy.
Yeah, my stomach just went, whoomp, and I went, oh, I don't feel good. And I had not been drinking.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, you said don't go check that site
out. Yeah,
I'm
not going to recommend it. I mention it to friends and close family who I don't like.
Yeah, but
check out this. So then whatever else, and it just gets wicked. So to change the topic entirely, let's get back on a Halloween-y theme and have a ghost story.
Sure, Ted.
All right, so I'm not sure. This one's coming to us from the depths of somewhere. But I'm not going to tell anyone where, because then it will ruin all the fun.
Right.
So, let us begin. Halloween mood. Can you get the Halloween spooktacular? Yes, apparition from my future. All right, here we go. One afternoon, a couple was traveling on a road when all of a sudden, at a far distance, they saw a woman in the middle of the road asking for help. The wife told her husband to keep on driving, honey. It might be dangerous. But her husband decided to go slowly past the wreck. When he saw that the woman had cuts and scrapes on her, he decided to stop and ask her what had happened. She said that she and her family had just been in an accident and they'd rolled the car down into a ditch. Her husband's dead, but her son and her newborn baby were inside the car in the ditch. As soon as the husband heard this and heard that they might still be alive, he decided to go out there and rescue them from the ditch. So the husband decided to rescue the baby and child, and the woman stayed at the car. When he got down, he noticed two people in the front seat of the car, but he didn't pay much attention to them. And he took to the baby and the child real quickly and rescued to get them back up to his mother. When he didn't see the mother back up at the car, he asked his wife where the lady had gone. She told him that she followed him down to the car crash. When the man decided to go look for the lady, he noticed clearly the two people in the front seat were dead. A woman and a man, both with their seatbelts on. When he looked a little closer, he noticed that the one dead was the same woman who came begging them for help. I know, super spooky. That's the Halloween-y beer.
Halloween's coming, Ted.
It is. It'll be. Do you got any ghastly, ghostly haunts that you like to frequent on Halloween?
Not really. Actually, nothing. Nothing that I don't know that like that's become a regular place, I guess.
Not like Christmas Eve or Christian Eve.
Yeah. Exactly, or Christmas Eve Eve,
Christmas Eve Eve, yes, Christmas Eve Eve. We'll have to talk about that here at a later show, but on to some more music. Or actually, let's play an original Timely Beaver. Does that sound better? I think so.
All
right, well, here we are with an original Timely Beaver sketch. We originally named Mike's Voice Memo Minute. For those of you first joining us, a Mike's Voice Memo Minute is a voice memo recorded by Mike. That's only a minute long. So here he is with podcasts he likes to listen to.
Podcasts that I like to listen to. I listen to a few podcasts, and one of my favorite ones to listen to is The Lucky Bitch Radio. Yeah, Wanda Wisdom, you are a rockin' bitch. You have some funny stuff, always have good points, always have good content, always make people laugh. I love it. And The Rachel Maddow Show, that's another good news show. It's kind of different, it's not really comedy, but good points, very informative. And I also like one called Dan's Rants. I've only heard one of his shows, and he had some really good commentary about technical Linux stuff. But he had a really, really awesome commercial for Mozilla Firefox that is absolutely hilarious. So you should check it out. These are podcasts that I like to listen to.
And that was Mike's favorite podcast, and he likes that not Soccer Girl, but Wanda Wisdom. Wanda, we love you.
Wanda Wisdom.
So anyways, I also got some new CDs here in the mail recently, Dave.
Oh yeah, Ted?
Yeah, I like to share it with people. It's one of those things, but I think new music right now is really hard to come by that rocks. And we were talking before on this with the White Stripes and how the White Stripes are a nice influence. We also were talking about a few other bands that we thought were good new influences on the musical scene.
Yeah, I mean, lately I haven't heard anyone that's been just really cutting edge, I guess. Well, you know, the band that was really big at the music awards was like My Chemical Romance, but I mean, there are still bands out there that, like, I mean, I love Papa Roach. I've been a fan of theirs for years. So they have a new CD out, somewhat new.
Yeah, they just reissued Goo by Sonic Youth, the deluxe edition.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was really excited about that. And there was another Sonic Youth and a couple others that they just released on deluxe editions. But one band which I think you might really like, Dave, which I suggest everyone to check out. I know you can find them on the iTunes Music Store because that's the only place I could find it.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised I couldn't find it any CD retailer or yeah, online CD retailer.
Right.
For that matter. But it's they're from San Diego, and they got this really nice kind of everything that you loved about the early 90s kind of sound. Done a little indie rock, modern indie rock, but
really, huh?
It's kick-ass.
Were they a five-piece or four-piece or what?
I think they're a four-piece. I'm really not sure, but they're called Silver Sun Pickups, and they're from San Diego.
Huh, I gotta check them out.
No, Silver Sun Pickups. Check them out. They are totally awesome, and I got their CD, which is like seven songs. So that's only like $6 when you go to iTunes, but it's
yeah.
It's kick ass, but
yeah, I know.
It's a fresh change. It kind of really reminded me of the vein of Siamese Dream. It kind of
really, huh?
Yeah, it kind of, you know, some of the like harder, you had like the harder songs, really emotional throughout the whole thing, and then you had some like, you know, Silver Fuck or Sliver Fuck and whatnot, and
yeah,
where they were kind of like these drone on jam songs, and it's kind of like that, but it reminded me of that
yeah,
album in particular. When I heard the whole album, I was like, this kicks butt. So I'm recommending them to all you Beaver fans. Silver Sun Pickups, definitely check them out.
You know who gets the award for one of the coolest names for a band of all time is Sonic Youth. That is a cool name for a band.
Oh, hell yeah. That is just bitchin'.
Yeah.
One that of is some bitchin' name.
Very cool name, Phil.
But let's go back to a little Lorenzo's music here, Dave.
All right,
and here they are again with I'm Doing Fine from, how do you pronounce that, Dave?
Translated to, it's Solamente Tres Palabras. That's right, Ted, and that means only three words. Here they are with I'm Doing Fine.
A little man with with a bug-eyed grin, talk to me about back when and how everybody's been. Me, I'm doing fine. Things that were forgot for good reason, you cringe to even think about. Someone will remember me, I'm doing fine. I don't live there anymore, say hello to everyone, I'm afraid I have to go. A helpless wall, can't withstand the fall, surrounded just to fall down. Me, I'm doing fine. What's good or what's not got me by default, just play it by ear. Guess I'll find out when I'm dead.
Before we continue, when are we going to tell our famous ghost story?
I was thinking we could tell that actually either the one before Halloween or the Halloween episode of the Timely Beaver. We are going to do a Timely Beaver Halloween show. So,
okay.
I was thinking 31st, everyone, all you Timely Beaver fans can listen to Timely Beaver Halloween.
Halloween.
So, all right, there you go. Now you know.
There you go, and now you know. So, but yeah, that's. I was just wondering because that one really trumps. That trumps all the other ghost stories because the other ones are more or less like just. I mean, let's face it, they're pretty cheesy. But
yeah, we got it. Go ahead.
The one we have is just that's the real deal, man. So. We shall divulge that at the proper time. Like Ted said, we'll do that as Halloween draws nearer.
And, you will hear all of our spooky tales.
Definitely stay tuned for that. I mean,
well,
those
I think
were good times back then.
They were good times, Dave. And, you know, I think this has been a good time here on the show today, too.
Yeah, I agree. Totally, Ted. So.
And I want to thank Lorenzo's music and everyone who experienced the ghost story, I guess.
Yeah.
And you, Dave.
Thanks, Ted.
All you out there for listening. So remember, you can contact us via multiple channels at timelybeaver@gmail.com or 206-222-2328. That's 222-BEAVE, as in the beaver you've grown to love. And also remember, you can find all this information and show notes and pictures and movies and so much more at timelybeaver.com. And remember, Lorenzo's Music at lorenzosmusic.com. Any parting words, Dave?
No, good show today, Ted. Thank you very much. And we will see you next time.
All right. Till then, everyone.
Yeah, that Halloween episode is coming up, so stay tuned for that.
1 week, or no, 2 weeks today. So everyone take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, good night, everybody.
Yeah, that smells good.
Ah!